When you think of the hit TV show CSI, you think of constant chaos in the workplace. That isn't the case for US forces helping to stand up Afghanistan's second largest forensics lab. Captain Cato, the Regional Support Command West logistics officer, explains the process behind catching criminals.
The lab itself is going to source criminal evidence. What they're going to do is they're going to analyze it here because they have ballistics, fingerprints, DOMEX, which is information awareness, and they also have a chemistry lab, which is what we're in now. Once they analyze those bits and pieces, they're going to send it out to the Ministry of Interior, to the Afghan local police and COP, work with all the different police functions out here, as well as coalition forces, to bring whoever they can to the Department of Justice here in Afghanistan.
Afghan forensic technicians gently brush fingerprint powder across the weapon's stock so they can produce a visible fingerprint to add to an evidence file.
This lab marks a high point between coalition partners, especially international funding and support for Afghanistan. This lab marks another high point within the Ministry of Interior to say that we have the capabilities to self-sustain and we have the capabilities for further Department of Justice actions within the regions themselves.
Colonel Marifat, the forensics lab director, says this lab will dramatically decrease the time it takes to process the evidence and return it back to the appropriate department.
I really appreciate the National Committee, especially the U.S. forces, because without their cooperation and help, we cannot work in Afghanistan. They have helped us a lot. Without their support, our mission will be even more difficult. We are looking forward to their support in the future, too.
My favorite part of coming out here to the actual lab itself is seeing the support from Kabul, the support from international partners, and the support from the coalition to actually functioning and building something, a support network here out in Herat for the Ministry of Interior so they can stand on their own. The best thing about this is actually seeing it happen.
Reporting from Herat, Afghanistan, I'm Army Staff Sergeant Josh Lovely.